small island developing states. They are in the front lines of the fight against climate change. They are the ones that suffer more with the impacts of climate change. And they have not contributed to climate change. But even not having contributed to climate change, they are also in the front line of adopting the measures of mitigation to reduce emissions that are, of course, very limited from the beginning, but to show their solidarity with the world. And it is absolutely essential. There is not only a much bigger ambition in relation to the reduction of emissions, and that is essentially a responsibility of the G20 countries that represent 80% of the emissions. But we need much more climate justice, which means much more finance available at reasonable cost for adaptation and mitigation for developing countries, and in particular for small island developing states.